Chapter 66. Fran lay awake with the reading lamp on. It cast a pool of bright light on the left side of the clean white sheet that covered her. In the center of the light, face down, was an Agatha Christie. She was awake but slowly drifting off, in that state where memories clarify magically as they begin to transmute themselves into dreams. She was going to bury her father. What happened after that didn't matter, but she was going to drag herself out of the shockwave enough to get that done. That act of love. Marcy had been in half an hour ago to check on her, and Fran had asked, "Is he dead yet?" And even as she spoke, time seemed to double so that she wasn't sure if she meant Peter the baby or Peter the baby's grandfather, now deceased. "Shh, he's fine," Marcy had said, but Franny had seen a more truthful answer in Marcy's eyes. The baby she had made with Jess Ryder was engaged in dying somewhere behind four glass walls. Perhaps Lucy's baby would have better luck. Both of its parents had been immune to Captain Tripp's. The Zone had written off her Peter now and had pinned its collective hope on those women who had conceived after July 1st of last year. It was brutal but completely understandable. Her mind drifted, cruising at some low level along the border of sleep, conning the landscape of her past and the terrain of her heart. She thought about her mother's parlor, where seasons passed in a dry age. She thought about Stu's eyes, about the first sight of her baby, Peter Goldsmith Redman. She dreamed that Stu was with her in her room. Fran? Nothing had worked out the way it should have. All the hopes had turned out to be phony, false as those audio-animatronic animals at Disney World, just a bunch of clockwork, a cheat, a false dawn, a false pregnancy, a... Hey, Franny. In her dream, she saw that Stu had come back. He was standing in the doorway of her room, wearing a gigantic fur parka. Another cheat. But she saw that the dream Stu had a beard. Wasn't that funny? She began to wonder if it was a dream when she saw Tom Cullen standing behind him, and was that Kojak sitting at Stu's heel? Her hand flew suddenly up to her cheek and pinched viciously, making her left eye water. Nothing changed. "Stu?" she whispered. "Oh, my God, is it Stu?" His face was deeply tanned, except for the skin around his eyes, which might have been covered by sunglasses. That was not a detail you would expect to notice in a dream. She pinched herself again. "It's me," Stu said, coming into the room. His limp was so severe he was nearly stumbling. "Franny, I'm home." "Stu," she cried, "are you real? If you're real, come here." He went to her then and held her.